Hi, this is Daniel Garber with Movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. It's a beautiful summer day in a small town with many excited by their new prosperity. There's a wedding plan for the town square. The pretty young bride is looking forward to her new home. The town clerk is especially proud since all his hard work is finally paying off. He's the king of the castle until... Everything starts to unravel when two strangers are spotted at the local train station. Two men with beards. The place is rural Hungary, and the year? It's 1945. 1945 is the name of a new drama set just after World War II. A short fable shot in real time about greed, death, treachery, betrayal, and guilt. It played at the Berlin Festival and is the opening feature at Toronto's Jewish Film Festival. It's directed by Ferenc Türk. Ferenc is a film director and writer who has won the Béla Balázs Award for Outstanding Achievement in Filmmaking. And I am very pleased to have Ferenc here in studio to tell us more about 1945. Hi, Ferenc.
Hello.
So, thanks so much for coming in. So, your film is set right after the war in Hungary. But for listeners who don't know about Hungarian history, can you explain what happened in the year or the years right before that point?
I try. It's a really difficult year. That's why we choose a short period, only 3 hours.
Yes.
In a day, 12th of August, in a daytime, high noon, in a small village. But we try to push a lot of knowledge to these 3 hours about this period. This period start from 44, the deportation of the Jews and the Second World War, and until 48, when the communists started and the new dictator, came to Hungary.
So Hungary had a fascist regime during World War II, but it wasn't until March of 1944 when the Nazi Germany actually entered the country. So in 1945, in the summer, it's right after the end of the war, and everything that just happened is now there's a reckoning. The people in the village have to face what happened. Can you talk about that?
Yes, it's a horrible period. But in the communist time, we know about this year. It is the freedom year after the war. The freedom when the famous Soviet Union and Russian and the United States finished the war and Hungary would be free again.
Liberated.
Yeah. But so it was a really horror, false story about this concept. And so we want to show a movie, want to shoot a feature and tell a story about the other hand, the dark side of this year, because it wasn't freedom, is not a beginning of something. It was an end of the Holocaust and end of the Second World War. And after the period, the people forget to accept the reality and didn't had a mirror to watch what is going before with the Hungarian Jews and the Second World War process. That all the time the Hungarians tried to explain the Germans or the Nazis occupied us and we are innocent, but you know, so. But we want to tell a story about the other side.
So, in this town, the two men with the beards, of course, are supposed to be Jews, although they're unknown in the town, returning. And immediately when they see that, the people start to panic. They're stuffing dishes and silver into bags, and some feel horribly guilty. Some feel angry. Some want to stop them. Some want to see why they're there. So can you talk about the idea of this ghost from their past revisiting the town?
This is the basic idea of the story. This is an antique drama. In a one village, in one high noon, and that's why the two Orthodox Jews arrive to the station, and the gossip in the village continue from house to house, and the people from the village really afraid from the strangers. They didn't know who they are. So this is the suspense of the movie. Is a criminal story or a Western kind of story?
No, I like the idea of the Western, because you keep calling it a high noon, because the visually the film is there's a train station and these two strangers, you could say the black hat or white hat, whatever, they're walking in the straight line through the main street for an unknown destination. And all the people in the town saying, who are these gunsmiths? Who are these outlaws, or are they sheriffs? Yeah. It's a sort of ambiguous.
Yeah, this is a secret. What is the target of the Jews? So that's why dramatic and exciting of the story until the end, of course. Where is the solution?
The big revelation.
Of course, please don't.
No, I won't spoil it.
Because it's a secret.
So there is a scene at one point. There's a wedding planned in the town, and they ask a musician. And I'm just wondering, many of the musicians in Hungary were Roma or gypsies. Was he representing that?
Yeah.
And could you talk about that?
We found a wonderful violin record from the 20s. Is a gypsy guy called Toljanci, made an original Kol Nidre, the Jewish pray or a Jewish song. And in a countryside in that time, it was usual the gypsy musicians in a Jewish or a Christian funeral or wedding is the part of our life. It's traditional. The Gypsy and the Jewish and the Hungarian and Slovakian folk music, like Béla Bartók, it's one tradition. It's the same roots. It's like our culture.
And they all live together, but of course, in the Holocaust, in World War II, many of these people were murdered. So this is also showing the loss that was no longer there.
Yeah.
So, and lurking in the background, you have commissars riding around in an army jeep. So that represent the Soviets?
Soviets, yeah. Because we need to show for the audience is the after the Nazi time. So it's not the German occupation of Hungary. Is started the Russian. In that time, the Russian were really helpful and open for the country. That's why we show them they are not really dangerous. A kind of a new order or the new system, but not involved really in our drama. Our drama tell about the story about the Hungarian village people and the survivors of the Holocaust, not about Russians or Germans or Americans.
Right. So it's sort of lurking in the background. Yeah. So the film takes place in 1945, but this is 1917. It's a brand new movie. And I wonder if you could relate it to current Hungary, which also there's streams now of xenophobia, of racism, of trying to hungry for the Hungarians, and there's persecution of groups within Germany who have always been there but are suddenly being persecuted again, as well as incomers like Syrian refugees and things like that passing through. So I wonder if you can tie current events under the Orban government to what happened in your film. That's a big question.
Yeah, it's a big question. So this movie was 12 years from my life because it's a long story. So, but we didn't target for a political statement or something. It's a movie about the xenophobia, the greed, the lot of things, love maybe, or emotions, but not our contemporary Hungary. But it's a shame on us, is actual all the time. And right now in Hungary, the situation is really dangerous, and that's why a lot of analogy between the two periods. So, So I'm really happy, of course. I made this movie, and our Hungarian state fund gave money for this story.
Yes,
it's a big thing, I think, and. The movie works really good, not only in Berlinale or the North American or United States and Canada, and pick up the distributors because it's a kind of popular movie, a new aspect of this story or this age. Or yeah, but we get premiere in Hungary 2 weeks ago.
That's what I want to know. What was the reception like
good.
In Hungary?
The reception was really good, and I'm afraid before. Of course, in the comments, in the internet, a lot of extremely right, but maybe it's normal. But the people, the not only the old people, the survivors or the intellectuals, the young people like the movie. And we've got a wonderful more than 20,000 people in the first 2 weeks. It's a black and white movie, in the slow movie, is a hard movie, is not an entertainment movie. So we are happy because that's the meaning. A lot of good Hungarian people thinking about this story. Is not a black and white country, not only Orban or the right side or the left side. It's like our movie. We shoot in black and white, but not a black and white society mirror. A lot of shade of the grays, you know. So the policeman, the priest, the characters, different relations for the scene, for the past, for the Holocaust. That's why I want to show a wide mirror of the Hungarian society in this movie.
And finally, and this is an ignorant comment, and because the style is very, very different, but when watching it, I thought of Bélatar. He's very popular among film students in North America now. And although the style was different, it had sort of the black and white and the long pauses and the internal tension. Is he an influence of yours or not at all? I wonder if you could comment on that or on your influences.
This movie really different thinking.
Very different. Yeah,
yeah, really.
It is a conventional
but
story.
Black and white, it's true. And the, one of the biggest black and white director of the world is Bélatar.
Yes.
And he's Hungarian. And of course, we work together and we
met worked a lot. Together.
Yeah, he was my producer in a short movie. So Béla is Béla. Béla is one of the biggest Hungarian, and not only for filmmaking. So not the reason of the black and white, the respect for Béla, because my thinking about the movie or the language of the cinema is absolutely different.
Yes.
My movie
no,
much,
I much said more, that to begin with. I know it's not the same. Yeah.
My thinking or my filmmaking much closer than neorealism, the Italian 40s, Rossellini, De Sica, or the Hungarian realism in the 50s, 60s. So I'm not the Bélatar way.
No, of course not. So. No, I really. I just wondered
but black
if,
and
if
white.
There was
but,
a
but that's why black and white, because the 1945, every archives was black and white. That's our memory about 45 is black and white, stayed black and white.
Thanks so much for talking with me. Director Ferenc Türk's new film 1945 has its Toronto premiere at the opening night of Toronto's Jewish Film Festival. Go to tjff.ca for tickets and showtimes. This is Daniel Garber, the movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.